Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Good morning. Jake Fraser-McGurk is the future of Australian cricket. And that's what he will remain when the World Cup squad is announced. A futures prospect. Daniel Cherney and Ben Horne, who are unerringly accurate with these things, are reporting that the hottest and most exciting player in the IPL will be left on the shelf at the Pinnacle International Tournament in June. It's such a pity. And it's ever so predictable. It's the difference between footy and cricket. If Australia was a footy team, Fraser-McGurk would play. Footy loves the allure and excitement of youth, the untold possibilities and promise. Cricket is strictly governed by pecking orders and incumbency. Long-term records hold sway. Imagination isn't a prerequisite for a national cricket selector. It might, in fact, be a disqualifier. Footy loves a change in chemistry. Cricket guards against instability and insecurity within its teams. Players come in and out of footy teams every week. Getting dropped in cricket is a career-defining moment. And therein lies the difference. If Australia was a footy team, Fraser-McGurk would play. The wisdom and experience of Robert Craddock can see it a mile off.
Look, it's batting of an ilk. Well, I'm not sure we've seen the likes of before, Jared. And for me, he just should be opening all the time, because just with the field up and this huge swing that he has, this golf-like sort of, and with beautiful balance, may I add, I just think that's where, and he can slip into fourth gear. And sometimes he crashes the car, and other times they sail over the fence. But it's a very clear mantra. So that's what I would do with him. I just feel Australian cricket at the moment, they need a Harley Reid. I would love to see this fresh young soul swan into the West Indies and the USA in June in the World Cup.
Cricket would say to Harley Reid, we'll see in a couple of years' time. It looks lovely, but just go bide your time. We've got some old blokes who are still going. I understand precisely why Australia isn't prepared to disrupt its planning to include the hot new thing. Don't have your hair blown back as a cricket selector. I just think it's wrong. The World Cup squad, as it is published in the Herald Sun, is a well-worn formula, largely a replica of the team that won the World Cup unexpectedly in 2021 and missed the semi-finals at home a year later. Aaron Finch has retired and Steve Smith is redundant in the 20-over format. Travis Head is now our white ball opener. Cam Green is the young buck. Marcus Stoinis and Glenn Maxwell are the all-rounders and Tim David is the finisher. It's sound and it's safe and it's well thought out. But decisions change when evidence changes. Fraser-McGurk is doing extraordinary things in the most intense theatre. Hopefully you've had the chance now to watch it for yourself. The visual is stunning and the analytics are off the charts. He might be the revolution. It just needs a bit of dare, a bit of imagination. It took those qualities to defy convention and start Dave Warner's career. Those qualities were never fully explored to find out what Glenn Maxwell might have been in national teams. And it seems like the unanswerable question for the now is about to be what it might have looked like if Travis Head and Jake Fraser-McGurk opened the batting together in the World Cup in the coming months. It would have been exciting. We'll never know if it might have been the point of difference. We're going to cross our fingers and hope that Dave Warner still has one more tournament left in him.